More than 17,000 people died in the U.S. last year in car crashes involving alcohol. That's an average of one death every half hour. The data is horrifying, but figuring out how to persuade people to stop drinking and driving is no easy matter. Now a public service announcement on TV stations across Texas is taking a different and graphic approach. From Austin, Janet Heimlich reports.
Like other states, the Texas Department of Transportation has looked for clever ways to say don't drink and drive.
The problem is Texas still leads the nation in alcohol-related traffic fatalities.
Janet Lee is vice president of Sherry Matthews Advocacy Marketing in Austin. Her firm creates traffic safety ad campaigns for the state. Last year in Texas, nearly 1,800 people died in alcohol-related crashes. More than 25,000 people were injured. Many accidents involve underage drinkers. So about a year ago, Lee's agency held focus groups asking 15 to 20-year-olds what kind of ads would stop them from drinking and driving.
And what they said was, you have to show us real consequences. You have to show us things that are graphic. We don't get subtle. And when we heard that from them, we realized that we had maybe soft-pedaled the issue before.
Then Lee read about a drunk driving victim named Jacqueline Saborito. Saborito was 20 when she left her home in Venezuela and came to Austin to study English 3 years ago. One night, she was riding with friends when their car was hit by a drunk driver. Two people in Saborito's car were killed. She was severely burned and left scarred and disfigured. Janet Lee asked the young woman if she would appear in this year's anti-drunk driving ad campaign. Saborito says the answer was easy.
I feel very good to do it because I know people can understand a little more what happened to me, why my life changed completely. So I think for me and for everybody it's a good opportunity.
The ad agency took special measures when videotaping Saborito. It hired a lighting director from Los Angeles who used soft lighting to protect her sensitive eyes and improve her appearance. The agency consulted with child psychologists to make sure the ad wouldn't frighten children. It airs after 9 p.m. When the commercial begins, all that's visible is a framed photograph of a beautiful young woman with flowing dark hair. The picture is held by Saborito's misshapen hands.
My name is Jacqueline Saborito. This is a picture of me before I was hit by a drunk driver, before the car caught fire, before two of my friends died, before I needed more than 40 operations.
Saborito lowers the photograph to reveal her face. The contrast is startling. Wearing a black hat, she has no hair, no ears. There are two black holes where a nose should be. Only one eye appears open. Saborito looks seriously at the camera.
This is me after being hit by a drunk driver.
Don't drink and drive. Ever.
State officials say the public response to the ad has been overwhelmingly positive, but there's still the question of whether it will work. Outside at the University of Texas at Austin sits senior Melanie Sharp. She says this anti-drunk driving ad affected her more than any other.
Last night I went out and I wasn't driving, but my friend and I, we both had three drinks, and I asked him to wait like longer before we left the bar because just even thinking about this ad campaign, having it in my head, and even when we were in the car and he was driving me back to my house, I still felt a little uncomfortable with us even being on the road and being over like the legal alcohol limit or whatnot.
But her classmate, Chance Robertson, says when his roommate saw the ad, they made disparaging remarks.
And I think that's kind of one of the things that may happen a lot, is that because it is so gruesome and because it is so scary, a lot of people just won't even hear it.
Both students believe the ad will affect more women than men. After it stops airing at the end of this week, the Texas Department of Transportation will distribute to high schools copies of a feature article on Saborito and discussion guides. It will place ads in college newspapers. Also, the agency will send to schools copies of a poster that features a large close-up photograph of Saborito. It reads, "Not everyone who gets hit by a drunk driver dies." For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.